Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, listener supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll celebrate the 150th birthday of Delius. Let's begin with his most famous song, Twilight Fancies. First with piano and then in his own orchestra arrangement.
The princess looked forth from her maiden bow, the horn of a herd boy rang up from below. Oh, cease from thy playing and haunt me no more, nor fetter my fancy that freely would soar. When the sun had called from below. Oh, why art thou silent? Beguile me once more. Give wings to my fancy that freely would soar. When the sun looked forth from her maiden bow, the call of the horn rose again from below. She wept in the twilight and bitterly sighed. What is it I long for? What is it I long for? God help me, she cried. And the thank you.
The tenor in the first rendition of Twilight Fancies was Ian Bostrich with Julius Drake. Then we heard the same Delia song with Sarah Walker and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Eric Fenby. Let me tell you a little bit about Delius. He was born in England but spent most of his life outside of the country. He lived in Florida, Germany, but mostly in France. Delius met Grieg when he was studying in Germany, and through Grieg and his wife, Norway and finally all of Scandinavia became one of his joys. The song we just heard, for example, was set to the poetry of the Norwegian Bjørnson, translated into English by Peter Peers. If you know the name Delius, you probably associate it with one of his tone poems such as we're hearing now. This is a portion of On Hearing the First Cuckoo in Spring by Delius, performed by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Sir Thomas Beecham. Delius is known for that impressionistic sound and his lush orchestration, heard in a number of his tone poems. Now let's hear a bit of his Songs of Sunset. Though it includes a chorus, I'm playing the portion in which the baritone and contralto sing together, because the complete work lasts almost 30 minutes. It's sometimes hard to hear the words, so I've put them on the website, and you can follow along at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. That's where you can also enter your guess for tonight's quiz, who was the amanuensis for Delius? I've already said his name on tonight's program.
Oh!
That was a portion of Songs at Sunset by Delius. The baritone was John Cameron, and Maureen Forrester was the contralto. The Royal Philharmonic Orchestra was conducted by Sir Thomas Beecham, who helped promote Delius. His music was being performed in France and Germany, but was almost unknown in England. Beecham took a liking to this new style of music and performed and recorded the works of Delius from 1908 until 1960, a year before his own death. By the way, Delius suffered a long and debilitating end with syphilis, and blind and paralyzed, he needed the help of someone to transcribe his works. That someone is the question of tonight's quiz. Let's hear the Indian Love Song by Delius, first in a modern stereo recording, and then in a classic recording from 1937, just 3 years after Delius died.
I arise from dreams of thee in the first sweet sleep of night, when the winds are breathing and the stars are shining bright. I arise from dreams of thee, and a spirit in my feet hath led me, who knows how, to thy chamber window, sweet. The silent stream, the champak odors fail like sweet thoughts in a dream. The nightingale's complaint, it dies upon her heart, as I must die on thine, beloved. I die, I faint, I fail. Let thy love and kisses rain on my lips, and I need hail. My cheek is cold and white, alas, my heart beats loud and fast, oh, bless it close to thine again, when it will break. It will break at last.
There's a bittersweet quality to the soprano voice of Maggie Tate, heard just now in that vintage 1937 recording of the Indian love song by Delius, with Rita McKay. Before that, you heard the same song in a modern recording with Benjamin Luxon and David Willison. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and we're celebrating the 150th birthday of Frederick Delius with his songs. Let's sample a bit of the slow movement from his piano concerto. That was a portion of the Delius Piano Concerto Slow Movement with Piers Lane Piano and the Ulster Orchestra, conducted by David Lloyd Jones. I mentioned that Delius spent most of his life in France, so he did feel at home with the French language, as we'll hear in La Lune Blanche, The Pale Moon. You can read the translation at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. You can appreciate Delius, the master orchestrator, when listening to his songs with orchestra. Did you notice how he lightened the texture for this mélodie, La Lune Blanche, The Pale Moon? It was sung both times by Anthony Rolfe Johnson. The orchestra was the Royal Philharmonic, conducted by Eric Fenby, who played the piano version of the song. Let's hear one of the wordless choruses that Delius wrote, this one called To Be Sung of a Summer Night on the Water. To Be Sung of a Summer Night on the Water by Delius, performed by the BBC Singers with Stephen Cleobury conducting. You may have noticed how many works of Delius have nature references, and they are well served by his style of writing. Let's hear The Bird Story. The original poetry is by Ibsen. We're hearing the English translation of Grist. Thank you.
Branch and tree.
The Bird's Story by Delius. First we heard Ruth Golden with Stephen Sulich. Then it was Felicity Lott and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Eric Fenby. The Pale Moon, The Bird's Song, Summer Night on the Water, Song of Sunset. Delius really had a thing for nature music. The next song, Let Springtime Come, is no exception.
Must await my own spring.
Once again, we're able to hear the lush orchestration that Delius provides his own songs. But you be the judge. Are they cleaner in their piano versions? We're lucky to have both. We began with Felicity Lott in the orchestrated account of Let Springtime Come. Then we heard Sarah Walker in the piano version. Eric Fenby was the pianist, and he conducted the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. We're celebrating the 150th anniversary of the birth of Delius on this edition of Singing and Other Sins. But we're not alone. You can find several commemorative box sets of his music being released right now. I hope you've enjoyed both his songs and the excerpts of instrumental music we've heard. Now it's the moment to reveal the answer to this edition's quiz. Who was the amanuensis to Delius? The answer is Eric Fenby, who you heard playing Delius' own piano and conducting the orchestra. From 1928 till 1934, he served the blind and paralyzed composer. He devised a unique method of musical communication to help realize the final compositions. Again, Delius' dedicated helper, his amanuensis, was Eric Fenby. Many thanks to all who entered. Hi, Brazil by Delius, with Anthony Rolf Johnson and Eric Fenby, the amanuensis to Delius, either conducting or playing piano. I hope you've enjoyed this music of Delius. Remember to check out the Art Song Contest information at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. This is Gary Hickling saying aloha.
sorrow.